free at last. It's a sentiment shared by millions of Chileans after 18 months of a state of emergency imposed by the government because of the pandemic. A non-interrupted curfew, one of the world's longest, forced people to rush home early every day. Now Chileans are hoping to get back to a semi-normal life. Discotheques and bars will also finally be able to reopen until the wee hours of the morning.
We're very happy. This is good for the economy and for people's state of mind. It's been too long.
It was about time. Now we can finally go out at night and have a social life that we really needed.
So far, there have been more than 3,700 coronavirus-related deaths in Chile and some 1.6 million confirmed cases. Health officials and politicians concede that the long-running curfew had become unnecessary, but truth be told, it was becoming almost impossible to enforce. Yet not everyone is happy about the restrictions being lifted.
My friends are going to want to kill me, but I wish we still had the curfew. I could tell guests that it was time to leave, or I could leave early by just saying, oops, it's almost curfew, time to go.
Although there's no longer a curfew, plenty of restrictions still remain.
COVID-19 infections have dropped dramatically in Chile. More than 90% of the target population has been fully vaccinated, and some people have even received a third dose. But as you can see, you still have to wear a face mask everywhere, except while eating. And you also have to show proof of vaccination to enter most places.
Chile's borders are now also finally open to international travelers, a lifesaver for the crippled tourist industry. But anyone who enters the country must go into quarantine for 5 to 7 days. It's a glass at least half full. Unfortunately, these newfound freedoms could disappear if infection rates begin to surge once again. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.